And I am now regretting this.
You're standing in a pink wig.
I don't think that's the first time you've been dressed in a feather boa, a pink wig, and what kind of skirt is that, Maggie?
I would believe that's a tutu.
A tutu?
A tutu. And the worrying thing is, David's little ladylike hips, he got into that straight away.
I know, I was worried when I bought it yesterday. I thought, will he get into this? But you did.
Yeah. Oh, I slipped in.
Oh, nice.
I slipped into a tutu.
I have a little gum.
And I am wearing David Tennant's tweed jacket.
To become the character of Tony.
Yes.
The reason why we're doing this, there is no reason other than...
Why are we doing this?
Because we need to solve the cold case of what happened at the Copacabana Fun Bar in Barry Manilow's seminal Copacabana. Was it Tony that went too far? Rico, or was it indeed Lola? All we need to know is she lost her Tony that night.
Yeah. There's a very nice... There's a lot of visuals for a radio piece.
This is all being filmed right now.
I see.
On the floor, there's an outline, like the chalk outline you get in CSI.
Yeah.
And that could be Tony, that could be Rico, that could be Lola. Who knows?
Right. I clearly haven't studied the text of this song
enough.
Haven't.
No, you haven't at all. But
who has?
There'll be a dead body at the end of it all.
Okay. All right, Richard, have you got some production for us then?
You'll suddenly find that you are now transported to the Copacabana Bar in Havana.
This just sounds like the back of a
Waterloo Station.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you get this from? The Radiophonic Library? Okay, action.
Hey, Lola, you're looking mighty fine again this evening.
You're doing an accent.
Yes, I am, yes.
Interesting,
okay. Go with it.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Thank you, thanks.
Sorry, start again.
Oh, okay. Hey, Lola, you're looking mighty fine again this evening.
Tony, aren't you ever going to have a night off from tending bar?
I'd love nothing more than an evening at home doing our own personal...
Come on, hang on to the accent, Maggie. Don't lose it.
Okay, hang on. I'd love nothing more than an evening at home...
You've just become more Irish now and aggressive.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Oh, don't be. Stay away from the boys.
Oh, no. They're going to give me a sting, guy. Behind the bike shed.
Can you stick to my script, please?
Sorry, director.
I'd love to, director.
You're John Landis.
I'd love nothing more than an evening at home doing our own personal merengue and cha-cha than have a chat across a crowded floor. I didn't get it.
No, Richie's done a typo
here.
He's
done a typo, sorry.
I know, Tony, but we're young and we've got each other.
What's this, Stavros? That is not Stavros. Lona.
There's a song in that.
That's you.
We're young and we've got each other. Who could ask for more?
You just repeated the song.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm the showgirl, you're the barman, babe. Leave me to the music, hey?
Hey, pretty lady in the dress, cut down to there, and yellow feathers in her hair.
Are you talking to me?
Sure am. Music and fashion are my passion, and I've been watching you dance ever since I was escorted to my chair. Do you want to see my diamonds?
Cheeky. What lady doesn't like diamonds? Wow, it's a big one.
You should see my other one.
Oi, hands up, you sleazy old cronk.
You talking to me?
Yes, I am. Stop hiding away behind all those chairs and get away from my girl.
Tony, don't get yourself in trouble. I'm okay.
Listen to the lady bar steward.
Right, that's it.
Tony, I warned you.
Oh.
That was the gun sound effect at the end.
Richie.
Yes?
Today was supposed to be a special day for all of us, what with the listening figures rising. It was a moment to reflect and say thank you and give the audience some beautiful radio today. What we've done really is one of the worst things we've ever done. I mean, that literally went nowhere. I thought we were going to end up with a corpse. The only corpse is this show in your career, Richie.
You did. There was a gunshot clearly at the end there. Then it's a whodunit, isn't it?
Yeah, but one of us was supposed to be lying on the floor.
Yeah.
Who did it?
A reenactment would then lend us with a conclusion, surely no.
Yes, there's been a gunshot. One of you should be on the floor right now.
I said get a cap gun.
Oh, so we're just supposed to decide amongst ourselves. I thought this script was meant to be...
And also now I've got the surtape of the body outline now on my shoe as well. Richie, do you know what's going to happen now?
What's that?
I know what's going to happen. In an hour's time, you and David will sing Copacabana as punishment.
Why am I being punished?
Well, you just generally, okay? I'm sorry about that, everyone. Let's get the latest travel news now with Maggie Doyle.
Absolute Radio travel with Titanium from Trend Micro.
Well, starting off in London, this